After releasing a proclamation declaring April Confederate History Month early last week, without any mention of the institution of slavery, Governor McDonald was denounced by the state's African American community, as well as President Obama. He later amended the text to call slavery an evil and inhumane practice. Now McDonald has again angered some of the same individuals, this time for stipulating that nonviolent felons who have served their time submit an essay illustrating their contributions to society since their release, before they would be eligible to have their voting rights restored. Democratic Senator Don McEachin of Henrico is a member of the Virginia Legislative Black Caucus and a longtime supporter of automatic voting rights restoration for nonviolent offenders who have completed their sentences.
Governor McDonald continues to disappoint. These are people who have served their time, and now all they're asking for is the most basic of rights as citizens in this democracy, and that's the right to vote. Certainly an essay is not necessary to the process at all.
Secretary of the Commonwealth Janet Polarek stated that all applicants who successfully complete their applications will see their voting rights restored within 90 days, quicker than under any other Republican or Democratic governor in recent history. Craig Carper, WCVE News, Capitol Square.